Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, Victorious Living. Living a victorious life in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, we are grateful today. We are grateful for the many blessings that He has showered upon us. Yes. Yes, we thank Him for blessing us when we're coming in and when we're going out, when we're sitting down and when we rise up. Oh, we just thank Him today. Yes, we give Him praise. We give Him praise. Yes, yes, yes. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God. Oh, yes, the angels, they bow before Him. Heaven and earth, they adore Him. What a mighty God. Yes, what a mighty God. Oh, yeah, we just thank Him. We thank Him for this day. We thank Him for this very moment, this opportunity that He has given us. Yes, He's given us this moment, and we want to thank Him. We know that there have been so many things that have been going on all over the land. Yeah, but we know that God is in control. Nothing is happening that God has not warned us, His people. Yeah, nothing. Nothing has happened. Nothing is going on that we are not aware of. The scripture tells us that there will be wars and rumors of wars. Yeah, so we know this. So we are not dismayed by what we see. We are not dismayed about current events. Glory to God. We want to just lift up our nation, lift up the cities that are in distress, lift up those who are embracing for this storm Nat right now. Yeah, lift up those families who are in bereavement. Lift up those who have dealt with storms prior to today. Yeah, yeah. Just want to lift up everybody. God is letting us know that we're not alone. We're not alone. He will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking You for this day. Thanking You for this very opportunity that You've given us, O God. That we can come, O God, and we can call on You. We can come and exalt Your holy name, O God. O Master, we are just grateful today. We are grateful for the many blessings that You shower upon us, God. Blessings that we see, blessings that we don't see. You alone caused us to rise up this morning, O God. And we saw a day that we never saw before, Master. And we say, thank You, Lord. Thank You, God. Thank You for this radio station, O God. Thank You, God, for those who are listening this day, God. Oh, yes. We lift up this station to You right now in the name of Jesus. We ask for blessings, Master. We lift up this nation, God. Yeah, the nation, God. The nation needs You, oh God. We need a Savior, God. Hallelujah. A Savior, God. A righteous judge. A righteous governor. A righteous leader. Oh, Master, we call on You this day, this very moment, this very opportunity. Yeah, this chance that You have allowed us to have. God, we call on You. We call on You for those who are in distress situations, God. Oh, You know who we are. You know where we are, God. You know our name, God. You know the very hairs that are on our heads. And we call on You this day, God. Yeah. Families that are in bereavement, Master, we ask that You hold them, O God. Hold them, Lord. Hold them, O God. Let us be a light for them, O God. Let us be able to give a kind word. Let us be able to embrace. Let us be able to give a hug. O Master, let us show our servitude towards them. Oh, we ask You right now in the name of Jesus. Allow us to be used, oh God. Allow us to be a light, oh God. Not a light that is going out, Master, but a light that is shining. shining bright. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor that you so rightfully deserve. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And we thank you, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, God. And we bless Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God. We thank God. Mm-hmm. We thank him for this time that he has allowed us to come together. Yeah, we thank him. Had it not been for Jesus, where would we be? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that we always have a new topic. We try to have something fresh. We try to have something that God gives us. God gives us the word to give to his people. Yeah, we are the sheep of his pasture. Yes, we are. And we know that he feeds us. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And so we know that we are grateful for the word that he gives us. Yes, yes, yes. We are grateful in so many ways that he blesses us. Oh, yes, yes, yes. He blesses us. He keeps us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Our word today is found in Mark. And it's the fourth chapter of Mark, and we're going to go quickly to start with verse 38. And we're talking about being calm in a storm. Yeah, because we see storms are all over we see storms. Yeah, if you're not in a storm right now, you're coming out of a storm. You're not in a physical storm, you're in a physical warfare of a storm. Yeah, you're in some kind of fight. Yeah. Yeah, and there are many ways that God wants us to fight, many ways that he enables us to fight as believers in Christ. And here we see that in Mark chapter 4, verse 38, and it starts off, let me just give you a little, see what Mark is really, yeah. And we know that this is about this particular book is written in here by John. Mm-hmm. John the Baptist, as he's preparing a way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's preparing a way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. He's preparing a way. He's preparing a way for Jesus to come on the scene. And so here we see that in Mark chapter 4, we know that the disciples have already met Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We see that in chapter 3. So we're in chapter 4, and we're going to start with verse 38. And it says, Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. Mm-hmm. And it says that frantically means overzealous, very excited, very loud, a strong shout. It could have been a shove, it could have been a kick, it could have been a hit, but it was frantically. It was a shout. And it says, teacher, teacher. This is what's going on here. It says, teacher, don't you even care that we are going to drown? Don't you even care? Don't you care that we're going to drown? Look at that. And so here we see that Jesus was in a relaxed state. He was in a deep sleep. We know that deep sleep feels so good. It's so relaxing. We have actually went into a place where we're not concentrating on anything. We're not allowing our brain to think about anything, but we're in this deep sleep, like a trance, and it has caused us to actually relax our entire body. Yeah. So Jesus is very comfortable. Yeah. He's very comfortable. And he's on the floor in the boat. Yeah. So he's really asleep. He's completely asleep. Amazing what they excuse Jesus, what they accuse Jesus of. Did you hear what they said? They said, You're not caring if we drown? Think about that. Jesus not caring if we drown. Jesus, who is the Savior of the world. Jesus, listen to that. Look at that. No, no, no. They haven't learned them. They haven't learned them yet. Yeah. They're just beginning to learn about our Savior. Mm-hmm. The Savior of the world. The one who cares for all of us. Hallelujah. The one who will eventually lay his life down for us. Yeah. Verse 39. And verse 39 says, and he woke up. And when he woke up, he arised. And what did he do? He rebuked the wind. When we say rebuke, what we say? When we say rebuke, we're commanding any and everything that is not of God to stop, to halt, to end itself at that very moment, at that very time. So he rebukes the wind, and he says unto the sea, listen to what he says. He speaks to the sea. What a mighty God. He has the ability to speak to the sea. So the sea that is rolling with the wind and the waves, they're going up and down and they're getting higher now. And he has the ability to say what? What is he going to say? Some scripture says, be quiet. Some says, be quiet. And some says, be still. Oh, yeah. Be still. Hallelujah. And it says here, and the wind began to cease. Glory to God. The wind came to a cease. The wind came to a halt. The wind did not move anymore. It stopped. Jesus said so. Glory to God. He has that ability. He has that kind of power. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So it says, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calmness. Calmness. And this is what we're talking about. Calmness in the storm. Why we in the storm? How to be calm. How to be cool. How to be collect in the storm. Glory to God. But at the same time, how to take authority. And sometimes you have to command your atmosphere to be set right. You have to take authority over your atmosphere in order to have the calmness that Jesus was speaking about in this lesson. Was speaking about in this lesson. Mm-hmm. So Jesus got up. Mm-hmm. And he began to rebuke. Yeah, it's an expression of a sharp, sharp disapproval. Very sharp, very to the point. And the wind, and said to the wind and said to the water to be quiet. He began to take authority over the atmosphere. Yeah. And suddenly the wind stopped and there was great calm. So sometime in our lives, people, we have to come out of our comfort zone. And we have to learn how to take authority over our atmosphere. Yeah. We have to take authority over the space where we are. We have to take authority over our lives. Yeah. We have to take authority over our homes, the cars. Yeah. Sometimes our jobs, we have to take authority. Yeah. And we do this in the spirit. We do this in the spirit. Yeah, we have that ability. God has given us that ability. Look with me quickly at 1 Peter 5 and 7. It says, cast all your anxieties on him. Anxiety is fearness, being fearful, being frightened, being afraid, being uncertain, being unsure. Cast it out. Cast it away. Cast that thought. Take authority over that and say to your spirit, man, I walk by faith and not by sight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To be alert, he said, to be sober-minded. He said that because your enemy, the devil, probes around like a roaring lion. He's looking for someone to devour. Yeah, look at that. For someone to devour. Mm-hmm. So this says to us to give all our worries and our cares to God, for he cares about what happens to us. Glory to God. Yeah. I was just looking a few minutes ago on the evening news, and it was talking about the Sesame Street characters, and it was saying that the Sesame Street characters was talking about how to build a blanket wall. A blanket wall. When you get kind of fearful, when one of the characters get fearful, to build a wall with blankets, just like imagine a clothesline, and the clotheslines have clothes hanging on the line. So that's a blanket, and that's comfortness. Yeah, comfortness, to be comfort. Well, for the believer in Christ, he builds a wall through prayer and supplication. Yeah, praying and talking to God. Praying and asking the Holy Spirit to come and live and dwell, praying and commanding authority over that atmosphere. Yeah, this is what the believer does. He takes authority over that atmosphere, and he commands the fear of Satan to go in the name of Jesus. He stands on Matthew 18:18, and it says whatever we bind on earth, God said he would bind it in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth, he will loose it in heaven. Glory to God. Yeah, and we bind that anxiety, we bind that fear, and we loosen boldness in the word of God. Yeah, yeah, boldness in the word. We walk by faith in the word. Yeah, we loosen faith. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Yeah, look with me at Psalms 55:22. And it says to cast all your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. You're not going to be shaken. It says, who is the righteous? Who is the righteous? Ask yourself that. Who is the righteous? We are. We, you and I. We are believers in Christ. That's our name. We're the righteous. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes to bring in our calmness, we have to go get into a swing or get into our secret place, our secret closet, and call on God. And that will bring us a calmness. Oh, a calmness. Yeah. Unspeakable calmness. When we get into the fellowship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it can bring a calmness, oh, that will come in and overshadow you. It would show you how he will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is on him. Keep your mind on him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. He desires for us, all of us, to have peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding, that will come in and it will keep our hearts, it will keep our minds. Glory to God through Jesus Christ. Yeah, he wants our minds to be kept. Yeah, sometimes you have to lay hand on your mind, lay hand on your head, take authority over your thoughts. Bind the spirit of fear, bind the spirit of negative thoughts, and loosen righteous thoughts. Oh, glory to God. Loose the Holy Spirit to give you the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, the mind of Christ. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. Your peace, my peace, it lies in Jesus, in him. Him, he alone can give us the peace that we so desire, that we're searching every day for contentment. He has the peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Psalms 37:7 says, for us to be still. Mm-hmm. Listen to that. 37:7. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Patiently. Mm-hmm. Now, patiently doesn't necessarily mean you're not supposed to go on with your normal activities in the course of a day. But you know through going through your normal activities in the course of the day, you're waiting on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to move in a particular area over a particular situation because you're waiting patiently. You're not trying to work it out on your own. You have no desire to work it out on your own. Why? Because you have no ability to do that. Glory to God. And it says here, don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Take your eyes off of that. Take your mind off of that. Don't worry. Yeah, don't fret about what it looked like they have and you don't have. Take your mind off of that. Know that you are a child of God. Yeah. And your Father is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he owns everything. He owns everything. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. They all belong to him. Yeah, he created the moon. He created the sun. He created the stars. He created the earth, the ground that we're walking under. He created that too. Glory to God. So all you have to do is seek. All you have to do is wait. Wait patiently on our Lord. Oh, yeah. Wait on him. Wait on him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't worry about the wicked is doing. Don't worry about what it look like. Don't worry about how it look like he's prospering. And yet you know he's doing all these crooked things. Don't worry. You talk to God. Mm-hmm. He is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our Redeemer. Mm-hmm. The very first thing we should do is to learn how to be in the presence of God. How can I be in the presence of God? Oh, in his presence I could find healing. In his presence I could find peace. In his presence I could find joy. In his presence I am quiet. Yeah. I could be in a prostrated position, or I could be sitting in my favorite chair, or I could be on a swing. I could be riding in my car. I'm in his presence. Because I'm talking to him. Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking to him. I'm seeking him. Oh, yeah. 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 What should we do in his presence? We worship him. We worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give him reverence. And we thank him for what he has done for us. We thank him for where he brought us from. We thank him for where he's bringing us. Oh, yeah. We thank him for his keeping power. We thank him for the anointing because we know that the anointing, it comes and it breaks yokes. And so many of us need yokes to be broken, God. Mm-hmm. Don't always pull out that long Santa Claus list. There's no need to pull out that long list of things you want him to do. He knows your heart. Yeah. He knows your heart. Yeah. Yeah, he's a loving and he's a caring God. And he's not a seasonal God. He's not a seasonal toy. He's not someone that pops up only at a certain time. He's an ever-present. Did you just see that? He's an ever-present. This is what it said here. He's an ever. He said, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. So he's ever-present. He's not a sometime God. He's always with us. He said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And we stand on it, and we believe that. And if you get in a place and you feel that you cannot digest that, begin to write it down. Begin to journal it, that the Lord loves me, that I'm never alone, that the Lord is with me. He said he would never leave me, nor will he forsake me. When you begin to meditate on the word day and night. Glory to God. You will see a change in your way of thinking, a change in your way of talking, a change in your lifestyle. Glory to God. You will see it. Glory to God. Yeah, you will see it. Not only will you see it, but you will get to the place where you know there's a change in you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Meditate. Meditate is really good because in meditation, you're in the quietness. Yeah. You're speaking to God and He's talking back to you. Hallelujah. You're listening. You're not just talking. You're in a meditation. You're confessing. You're letting Him know how you feel, what you're thinking, and what your needs are. Yeah. And then you get quiet and you want to hear what He has to say to you. Yes, He does talk back. Yes, He does answer His people. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Stop worrying. Stop worrying about what the evil ones are doing. Stop. Stop watching their schemes. Stop watching. Stop it. Yeah. Trust God. That's my favorite word. Trust God. When things seem like they're at their worst, trust God. Mm-hmm. When you know that the enemy is attacking you, trust God. Glory to God. Know that God is with you. No matter what it looks like, God is with you. Mm-hmm. Throw back your head and give a great shout. God is with me. Hallelujah. Know that He's with you. Yeah. In the very time that you're at your weakest, at your lowest point, know God is with you. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. He's present. And we thank Him. We thank Him for being present. Hallelujah. Yeah. Just when I was about to lose it, just when I was at the brink, God showed up. Did you hear what I said? He showed up. Oh, you've heard people say He may not come when you want Him, but when He comes, He's on time. He is an on-time God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trusting Him. Trust Him when you can't see Him, when you can't trace Him. Yeah, when you can't feel Him, just know that He's there. You just get up every day and say, God, I know You love me. I know You care for me, God. Oh, God, I ask You to be in my day. I need You to be in my day. Will He come? Yeah, He will come. He will come. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, He's going to show up. He's going to manifest. Yeah. And show you the love that He shares for you. It's all around you. It's all around you. But when you begin to talk to Him, He's going to manifest and He's going to let you see Him a little bit more. Because sometimes we get so caught up in a situation till we can't see God. When we call on Him, He's going to manifest. He's going to let you see that the sun is shining. He's going to let you see that the sky is blue. Hallelujah. Somebody to come and encourage you. It could be just through a smile. It could be just through a pat on the back. But to be calm. Calm yourself. Calm yourself. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, Master. We thank You for the spirit of relaxation. We thank You for sleep. We thank You, God, to be calm in the midst. To be calm in the storm, oh God. We thank You, God, for Your many blessings You have showered upon us. We are grateful, God. Yeah. That You're teaching us how to relax. Mm-hmm. How to be calm. Yeah. When men say it can't be done, we trust You. Mm-hmm. And You are the one who gives us the smile on our face. You are the one who allows us to walk in confidence with our heads up. It's all about You, God. You are the one who have taught us. You're the one who have trained us, oh God, how to be servants of a Most High God. And we thank You, Master. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus. Oh God, we are grateful today. And we ask, God, that You bless our listeners, God. Bless them, whatever they stand in need of. And we're going to be careful to give You all the praise. We're going to give You all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. We look forward to having you back here on next Friday evenings and, of course, on Sunday evenings with God's Favorite Ministries with Pastor Vivian George. Yes. Yeah. And we are just grateful today. Amen. Be blessed.